All right, before I begin, I just want to tell you that I'm going to approach this next conversation with the idea that there is no dumb question. Well, there's going to be a couple of dumb questions, let's face it. By now, you've probably heard of cryptocurrency, but have you or someone you know invested in a Bitcoin or two? Usually we've all got one friend who's like, hey, have you tried out the Bitcoin? Got to get into Bitcoin. Have you heard about Bitcoin? Maybe you've considered dabbling in digital assets yourself, or does the whole idea send your head into a spin? Well, the Wild West of trading is now becoming much more accessible for traditional investors in Australia, with the first homegrown crypto electronic transfer funds launching last week. But while the market debut was heralded as a watershed moment, it couldn't have come at a worse time, with Bitcoin trading at a six-month low and high-profile stocks losing more than half their value. So why would you do it? Let's ask startup fund Cosmos Asset Management. They're the canary in Australia's crypto coal mine, and its CEO Dan Annan joins me now. G'day, Dan.
G'day. Thank you for having me.
I hate to be a downer, but you've just launched your business possibly at the worst possible week in the history of cryptocurrency. How are you feeling?
Look, we feel great. I mean, like, the funny thing is, you know, if you are in crypto, you have to understand the volatility that comes with it. And, you know, I think if you've heard me anywhere, one of the key things with this asset class is that it's extremely volatile. And I always make the point that each investor needs to really assess where this asset class fits within your asset class or with the overall portfolio. The beauty about the asset class is that, you know, most traders love volatility, and with volatility comes the outsized returns that we've been able to see in crypto assets. So from our perspective, we actually think this correction opens the door for a great opportunity with now having access to the financial product, CBTC, which is the Cosmos Purpose Bitcoin Access ETF. They can now trade the product without having to worry about opening a wallet, without having to worry about remembering their passcodes, et cetera. So they have access through the ETF structure to trade and gain exposure. Now, bear in mind, it's still volatile, so you have to really do your homework and assess where this asset class fits within your portfolio.
How do you, I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot of investors in Australia who are just kind of cottoning on and awaking to the possibility of this now that it has a, now that it is an EFT. So how do you, what analogy do you use to describe crypto to people that don't understand it?
Yeah, look, I mean, so I think just let's talk about what Cosmos is doing and what they're bringing to the market. So our focus is really to think about the matured cryptocurrency asset classes, so Bitcoin and Ethereum, and given investors the ability to gain access to through it as a financial product. And we've been at work for over 2 years to actually be able to deliver this product. So what's the correlation to Bitcoin or owning Bitcoin in a portfolio? So Bitcoin is seen for many investors as store of value. And the closest correlation you can draw to that is a gold commodity, because it has a finite number of coins that would ever be available to investors.
Okay, I'll pretend that I fully understood that, and then launch into asking you how you explain, you know, to people that don't understand, not me, of course, just other people, what an exchange-traded fund is.
Yeah, absolutely. So exchange-traded fund, you know, ETF, was incepted to really give retail investors access to what institutions have had for decades in managing portfolios, right? So essentially what an exchange-traded fund delivers is a financial product that allows you to trade shares. So just like you would trade CBA or Apple or Amazon, you have the ability to trade an ETF to gain exposure to an asset class. So in this instance, what we're doing is an investor can buy CBTC, giving them direct price movements to Bitcoin, as opposed to going out and opening in a wallet. Another example would be if you wanted to own the S&P 500 index. You have ETFs out there today that assembles all those underlying names and then gives it to you under a single ticker. So what ETFs have done over the course of its inception is really democratize access to retail that institutions have had for decades. And our goal at Cosmos has been to really think about this evolving technology in crypto and how do we deliver the asset class as a financial product to investors.
So
hopefully that was, you know.
No, I'm with you. Okay. No, I'm good. I could probably recount this at a dinner party and sort of seem like I know what I'm talking about. The other thing that a lot of people hear about crypto is the accountability when it comes to crypto mining. I mean, who is actually doing the mining? Are they in some dungeon in North Korea or what?
Yeah, look, that's actually a great question. So how does the ecosystem, you know, exist? And so I guess a good correlation to kind of think about it is like, so let's talk about gold. You have the physical asset gold, and then you have the gold miners, those that are actually, you know, are behind the picks and shovels, goes out and dig the golds. So what does a digital miner do for the cryptocurrency asset class? Their whole sole purpose of existing is really keeping the security of transactions that's happening within the network. So for Bitcoin, you have actually professional listed companies, right? NASDAQ into Toronto Stock Exchange to the London Stock Exchange, professional listed companies that they have a sole business set up to verify transactions that are happening within the Bitcoin network. And for their work in verifying these transactions, they are rewarded Bitcoin for doing so. So that's the whole concept of Bitcoin mining or cryptocurrency mining. These are companies that put resources together, have data centers that actually verify the transactions, bringing security to the network. And for their work in doing so, they are rewarded a Bitcoin.
If you just tuned in, Bitcoin exchange traded funds have landed here in Australia, possibly at the worst time considering the big crash last week. Listening to the CEO of one of them, Dan Annan, here on RN Drive. I should also add that anything you've heard in this conversation should be taken as commentary and not to be treated as qualified advice. We should strongly suggest seeking professional financial advice before investing in any products. Bitcoin and Ethereum both dropped almost 50% of their value in the last 6 months after a similarly meteoric rise in the 6 months before that. So does that suggest that these are nothing more than speculative assets?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think one of the key things, and I spent quite a bit of time just educating investors in the market around this, is, you know, how do you value Bitcoin? And I think what most of us are, I guess, not keen to is really, why did Bitcoin start? And the whole idea of Bitcoin cryptocurrency was decentralization of the current monetary system, DeFi. And so at the moment, you have globally 300 million people that have started the economy of Bitcoin. So 300 million people that believe that Bitcoin is their way of transacting, either as a way of storage of value, and they're holding Bitcoin as part of that. Now, the stats shows us that this year over year since the inception of Bitcoin, there's been 100% rate of adoption year over year. That's similar to the internet when we first started back in the 90s and the 20s, '90s and the 2000s. Now, the stats and analysis in the market is, if you were to reduce the adoption rate from 100% to 80%, by 2024, so within 2 years, you have 1 billion people globally adopting to Bitcoin. And really, and that's what you have to think about, the adoption rate of Bitcoin. So when we talk about the price of Bitcoin today, right, we talk about the volatility that we've seen today. So right now, it's sitting around like USD $30,000. If we get more adoption rate, do you see that price as an investor going up to 50, 60, 70, whatever that number is? And for investors today, the question you need to ask yourself is Bitcoin a good entry point today relative to a couple of months ago?
But Bitcoin was supposed to be a hedge against inflation, a currency not tied to any central bank. But the way it's behaving suggests otherwise.
That's absolutely correct. And I think one of the key things that occurred is we saw sort of an adoption rate towards the technology sector. And we saw sort of a higher correlation to how the tech sector was moving relative to Bitcoin. And really the driver of that is investors that were coming into the sector were basically also going into the tech sector. Now, what's happening right now? What's caused all of this decoupling? And the key is the free money that's been pumped into the system through central banks with zero interest rates is about to change. And so risky assets are in a challenge, you know, so risky assets being, you know, tech equities, et cetera. Globally, that's a concern for many professional investors. So I think, you know, as these decoupling sort of takes place over the next three to four months, or maybe even a year, what you will see is the natural decoupling of the Bitcoin asset class becoming a lower correlation again to the risky or risk assets such as the tech sector. But the key question you have to ask yourself is, you know, if you're investing in Bitcoin, where is the price point going to be in a year, 2 years from now as the adoption rate increases?
I mean, the one thing the Royal Commission taught us was how roguish some operators, financial operators can be, and how consumer protections can be completely thrown out the window in favour of profits. So, I mean, what protections are there now? There's this recognition as a sort of mainstream asset class for the mom and dad investors. How protected should they feel or not?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the key, that's a great question. The question you have to ask yourself is like, you know, where is my Bitcoin? Where's my Bitcoin if I'm buying CBTC? Where is the underlying Bitcoin custody, right? And that's really the key. Like, where is the security of that Bitcoin? Now, with the product structure that we have for CBTC, when you buy CBTC, we gain exposure to the Purpose Bitcoin ETF, which is actually the world's first Bitcoin ETF, a market cap of around $1.25 billion with both retail and institutional investors. Mm-hmm. Now, the Purpose Bitcoin ETF, the underlying Bitcoin, it's custodied at Gemini. And as we all know, Gemini is known as the world-class custody solution when it comes to cryptocurrency. And in fact, Gemini is going across the globe, including Australia, educating the regulators around how one should think about security when it comes to cryptocurrency.
All right, we're just running out of time. I suppose the salient point is that buyer beware, and you should seek some independent financial advice. Thank you so much for, well, clearing some of this up, Dan.
No, thank you for having me. And if you guys have questions, we're always available.
Dan Anand, CEO of Cosmos Asset Management, right here on RN Drive.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.